This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
Across the country, drag performances are under attack. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Republican lawmakers in states like Arizona, Oklahoma, Idaho, and Kansas are moving to regulate when and where drag can take place. Tennessee has already restricted performances in public, and the battle over drag isn't just playing out in red states. We've seen fights in New York City, Chicago suburbs, and other places too. So why so much anti-drag rhetoric? And how do Chicago drag queens feel about the situation? In a moment, we'll hear from one local queen to get their perspective. But first, we turn to Ed Yonka, the Director of Communications and Public Policy at the ACLU Illinois. Ed, I mentioned the new anti-drag law in Tennessee. What's in it? And is it similar to legislation that we're seeing in other states?
Yeah, it's actually very similar to legislation that we're seeing in about 40 states across the country, you know, some further along in the process than others. And essentially what it aims to do is to suggest that you cannot have someone engage in a drag performance where they would be in eyeshot or earshot of a minor child. And so it, you know, attempts to limit any kind of drag presentation to just, I suppose, you know, to a cabaret or a bar, where it could only be done, you know, where people were being ID'd coming in and that they had to be over 21.
What are supporters of this kind of legislation saying? Like in the clip we just heard, people were chanting, "We need to protect the children."
Yeah, I think that's it. So let's, I think there are two, basic arguments that we hear. The first one is that this is protecting children. The notion somehow that children are being sexualized or that there's something sexually explicit simply by someone appearing in a gender nonconforming way. That we need to protect or isolate children from, number one. I think secondly, you often hear, this argument about, you know, sort of a like a parental rights or a parental ability to control or to monitor what their children see. You know, obviously in that instance, there's actually a mechanism for those parents to assure that their children don't see a drag story hour, don't attend one. And I think, you know, those are basically the two arguments that we hear across the country.
So who are the people attacking drag?
Well, it's a blend. You know, what we basically see are, you know, groups of, you know, groups that have formed, you know, many of them during the course of COVID and during the course of the pandemic who claim to be supportive of parental rights. You know, they are it, along with the usual kind of suspects who are anti-LGBTQ in any kind of form. You know, these are folks who, you know, wish not only to, you know, say what they think about this form of entertainment or a host of other things, but in fact to erase those things, from society. And I think we can't wander too far, from seeing this, because if you look at the states where these measures are being considered and passing, this is linked very closely to a lot of the activity, the anti-trans and anti-trans youth activity that's happening in states across the country as well.
So as you mentioned, similar bills are being proposed in other states. You said 40. some 40 yes. other states.
Yes.
We've been talking about things happening, you know, across the country, but Illinois is an exception, right, Ed?
Well, yes and no. Yes, we're not going to see a bill like this move at the state level, but no, in that there are very active, loud, aggressive groups at the local level mm-hmm. who have worked to try to stop or again erase drag shows or drag story hours in a host of different settings. You mentioned the Uprising Bakery,
right,
where in response to the protest and the vandalism by a Proud Boy at that facility, you know, the local officials tried to change the zoning of the business in order to block events. There was a place where we were able to help and the business was able to move forward. In another suburb in Plainfield, there was a Pride Fest that was organized by a group of local residents. They intended to include a drag story hour as part of that event. Mm-hmm. And again, a group of people descended on a park district board meeting to demand that the park district revoke the permit for the Pride Fest so that they wouldn't have this thing. So it is not something that we're seeing just, you know, in other states.
Right.
It is clearly something that I think we're seeing here.
Well, Ed, let's talk about one last Illinois story. Downers Grove Library canceled a drag bingo event. This was after receiving multiple threats, including a letter with a bullet. What do you think it's going to take to make this stop?
Well, I think there's two things. Number one, I think wherever local residents see this kind of opposition, they need to show up at these meetings and speak out. I think that one of the things that we've seen in these places is that opponents depend upon the fact, and look, people can express their opposition to anything and they should. But I think what we need to make sure is that people are showing up and saying, that they support, if not the activity itself, at least the ability of others to be able to do it without interference, without being censored. And I think the second thing is that local officials have to recognize that under the First Amendment and under our state laws, they have an obligation to make public facilities available to all voices. They don't get to pick and choose.
Yeah.
And even when someone has a long objection, just simply saying, well, we won't let that happen here because we're going to try to keep the peace. So we're going to try to keep, you know, we're going to try to keep people from having this disruption. That's not enough of a reason to kind of go around these constitutional precepts. And we really need to hold fast to the idea of, you know, making sure that everybody gets access to these community properties.
That's Ed Yonka, Director of Communications and Public Policy for the ACLU of Illinois. Thank you, Ed.
Thanks so much.
Let's turn now to another voice. We've got Alex Gorelli in the studio with us. Alex is a Chicago drag theater queen. Thank you so much for being here, Alex.
Good to see you. Thank you. Good to see you, too.
So you've been listening along to our conversation there with Ed. He's laying out some of the different efforts there across the country to ban drag artists and performances. How do you feel as someone who does this work?
I feel scared. I feel like I want to do more. I want to perform more. I want to stand up for drag performance.
What part of it scares you?
The threats, people protesting something that I think is, an incredible art form. People just disrespecting it and I didn't know about the bullet and a letter to, and, you know, a drag story. That's news
to me.
And, yes. And, that's scary. It's something that I'm going to defend for the rest of my life.
Well, you said you want to do more. What would that look like?
I feel like I want to be at what he was just saying, what I was just saying. Be at more of those public hearings and I've never really had to stand up for this. And this is, in my opinion, a giant step backwards. And that's what I mean by scary. It's just, it's not progressive at all.
Yeah. Jinx Monsoon, who's a very prominent drag performer and winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, has been vocal about the attacks against the community. Here's what they had to say.
what is going on, where there are some people in the world who get that I'm just a human being living my life, doing what I do best. And there are some people in the world trying to blame everything wrong with our country on me.
So there we hear Jinx laughing, but this is, you know, definitely something that many people in the drag community are feeling right now. What do you make of Jinx's comment there? You know, is that something that you felt before?
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's really important to bring up what Jinx just said. It's, you know, this is what we're focusing on. This is what our country's focusing on when there's, I mean, you know, so many things I could list right now that's wrong
with this world,
gun control, with the world, with the states in general too. It's just, you know, I think that's what she's mentioning. I think that's what she's bringing up. She's on Broadway right now, and it's, these are places that we feel safe, that we can do what we want to do. I just self-produced a show, and we were seeking insurance for the show, and the insurance agent specifically asked us if the show had any drag or burlesque, and that has never come up when I've been self-producing for about 6 years now.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to that level. It's gotten
that you were asked,
yeah,
if there would be any drag involved,
right? And
how did you respond?
My producer actually responded to that, and said yes, and we ended up. I actually don't know how that was carried on. I'm sorry. I should have researched that. But
are you surprised that this is happening now?
Yes, I am. I'm
all
very
these
surprised.
Anti-drag debates.
Yes.
What are you hearing among other drag queens about the rhetoric and about these debates? What are they saying?
Not much yet. I feel like I'm not, a lot of my friends are doing 8 shows a week in Boys Town. And, you know, I do a monthly, I have been in those drag shows. And I do not know the general consensus. But yes, that's my answer, my response.
So for many queens and performers, you said it here. Drag is an art form,
yes.
Right? What do you think people just don't understand about it? Because maybe that's a part of the issue.
That's a great question.
There's an understanding missing. They don't get it.
I don't think they understand that it's a very liberating thing to do. It's.
What do you
think?
What do you wish people knew about drag?
I wish people understood that the gay community needs a place to celebrate and feel comfortable and to celebrate our pride, and muting us is only going to make us more stronger,
liberated.
Mm-hmm. and I just wish that they, it's just the same people that used to bully me as a child, you know. I know it is for a fact, and it's really scary. It's hard to talk about. Sorry.
Don't apologize.
Yeah, I don't know how else to express it. I wish they knew that these places and these events are what we have. This is our work. This is our art form. This is what we're being asked to do, and this is our job. And they want to shut it down. They're scared of us.
Despite the bullying, Alex, you push through. You're doing this. It's something you obviously love.
Yeah, I'm never going to stop.
Why do you do it? Why do you do drag?
I do drag to escape. I do drag to escape what's going on. I feel like I can completely let go of who I am as a person. Escapism is why I do it. And to celebrate my sexuality and to dance and to sing and to act as a character, mm-hmm. is why I do it.
Be free.
Be free. Exactly.
There's a strong drag scene in a lot of major cities, right? I'm thinking New York, Atlanta, LA. Chicago. What do you think about our scene here?
I love our scene. I think our scene is nonstop, fearless. I mean, there's something to do every day.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
I feel like every drag show I go to, I'm meeting a new and upcoming queen that is just blowing me away. There's just incredible talent in the city.
So before I let you go, what message do you want to send to folks in the community feeling the pain of these debates and that opposition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want them to feel like a sense of community, a sense of love and support for one another, and, you know, that we got to all be here for each other. You know, we have to support one another and connect with the ones that we love and connect with.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all we have.
Alex Gorelli is a Chicago-based drag theater queen and performer. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
That episode of the Reset podcast was produced by Micah Yasin and edited by Daniel Tucker. At Reset, we focus on discussions at the intersection of Chicago and the national conversation. So subscribe to our podcast here so that you never miss a beat. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Talk to you soon.